Hey.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Are you the homeowner?
I am.
Okay. I'm swinging by. This is a beautiful dog. You pretty friendly?
She is, but she's too friendly.
Yeah.
She's
too big and too friendly.
Yes.
I'm swinging by just because we're treating your neighbors down here. I don't know if you know Suresh at number 10.
I do.
Brown's at 20.
Treating them?
Yeah. We do the bugs for him, just prevention work. I don't know if you guys have a service coming by for that.
No. I mean, we have somebody that treats our lawn, but not for bugs.
Yeah. So ours is a little bit different. What we do is we treat on the home. We treat the foundation, all the windows
and
doors.
Oh, termites and what have you.
Yeah. It's for... I'll show you here. For mainly these ants that come out with the mulch, That's mainly what we're concerned about at the foundation. They get in cracks and work their way up in the home. The spiders, I don't know if you guys get spiders in your basement sometimes.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We have some spiders.
The spiders mainly show up when there are ants that have kind of grouped up in the wall. Mm. Their colonies built up there. You don't see them often ever, sometimes for years. And so we just flush all those out from the inside. I don't know if you guys have ever had anything done like that on the home.
No, we definitely have not. Shorty, we have an ant issue. Is it an actual issue?
Where do you see them mostly?
She says on the counter.
We
do every now and again on the counter, but it's only when, like, isn't it only when we have some basil growing on there or something? All right, come here. Come here. You can talk. What's your name?
Melissa.
Melissa, this is my wife.
Hi, nice to meet you.
They're not like they used to be now.
Yeah, have they gotten a little better?
I haven't seen them in about a week.
Okay.
But it was like one, and sometimes they, I don't know how, they get over to the island.
Oh, really?
Like how,
yeah.
But it would only be one, but the point is,
yeah.
we have all white counters now.
Okay,
so it's very
noticeable. Sticks out. What we do for the neighbors, because most of them don't see anything. Thank you. I like yours. I was just like thinking, maybe that's what I need to do next time.
I'm thinking cut shorter now.
Yeah, it just gets shorter every time for me.
Mm-hmm.
But your neighbors aren't seeing anything inside. And so
It
normally takes a few years for them to build up in the walls until you start seeing stuff in, like, the kitchen.
Well, I just think that my kitchen window, the way it is, I think
they're coming in
somewhere
through. Oh, that makes sense, too.
Under the sill or something. I don't think they're in the walls necessarily. They're just coming in only in, like, when it's, our weather keeps changing. But at that very first warm sign, that's when you see them the most. They're crawling on the thing. And I just sprinkle cinnamon.
Okay.
That's my thing. And that doesn't look pretty on white. But I sprinkle the cinnamon along there, and then they kind of disappear.
I've actually heard of that before, of using the cinnamon.
And I've sprayed it, I've scattered it around the outside of the house in the back. And that, I mean, I haven't really seen them much since then. However, every now and again, I'll see something bigger than a tiny ant.
Okay.
But not a huge ant either. It's like, you know, somewhere in between. But it's...
Does it look kind of like this? So they're kind of like this.
They're probably... They're not black, though. I don't think they're black. They're, like, more brown.
Okay. These ones can be brown as well.
Okay.
They come out a lot with the mulch. The mulch brings out their eggs.
Yeah. Could be. I don't remember, because it was a few weeks ago. Like I said, I haven't seen one in about at least a week.
Mm-hmm.
But when I found one on the counter, because I was making my shakes, even though the shake stuff is against that wall where the window is, like the bullet and all that, when I brought it over to the counter, the island, I mean, I was like, where does ant come from? Like, you know what I mean? So I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if we necessarily have a problem or if it was just a change in season and they were like, let's go inside.
Well, what most of the homes around here do, most of them have a regular service that comes by each quarter.
Okay.
Because if you don't protect it, they're going to come in and make colonies in your walls. That's why I mentioned the walls, because that's what we've done with most of them.
Okay.
Flush out their walls.
The process.
I gotcha. No, that's fine. I have a truck in the area. We're doing them for half off if I can get you on with your neighbors. And I'll show you here. We're treating for all of these as well as those mulch.
Okay,
ants.
Well, I see the spiders all the time. Love spiders because they get rid of all the other ones. We see these all the time in the bathroom.
These are in the bathroom for you? Are they upstairs or just down?
this bathroom right here.
This window, this right there, our bathroom. No one else's bathroom. Every now and again, I see them in my bathroom.
Okay.
And then I've seen them in the basement.
Okay.
But our basement's finished completely.
Because honest to goodness, these ones, like, I've only met a couple people who see them upstairs because they work from the bottom up. Mm. They follow ants. That's their food source.
Yeah, well, that's weird because there's no ants upstairs at all.
Well, see, you don't see them, though.
Okay.
Because people, I've had people go to, like, do renovations in their bathroom and move a wall, and suddenly they have colonies of ants in their walls, and they never
saw anything. We renovated that bathroom 3 years ago, and nothing.
Okay, good.
No issues.
That's good.
But every now and again, I will see one of those guys in my bathroom.
Yeah.
And I know because I freak out.
Yeah, I don't blame you. They're
scary. I see the spiders everywhere.
Yeah.
They just decide to just hang out.
Let's see.
Because these are often together because they both follow ants.
What is this one?
This is a tick. Oh. We're doing ticks around the homes.
Yeah, we need to do that.
Mm-hmm. So what we would do
for
you...
What's this going to do for the dog, though?
It's safe for him. Okay. Yeah, we use... This is something similar to Frontline. They use on the animals. This we use all the time in, like, daycares and stuff.
Okay,
so we would do...
Yeah, it looks like that ant.
Okay.
That's the ant.
That's the one that he is.
Okay.
So most likely in the kitchen you're just seeing some sugar ants. They're just foragers. They just come in. So we would wipe. We would take care of all these. We take care of those carpenter ants. These are the mulch ants. And then the ticks around the home we're throwing in right now, and all of these. So we're doing like. This is the standard one that people normally get. We're just throwing in a bunch of extras right now that are kind of common in the neighborhood.
Okay.
What we do is we come out 5 times the first year, and then it's just quarterly after that.
Okay.
You can call us anytime in between services, and we come out at no extra charge.
And so you do it all exterior? You don't come in?
Exterior. We do inside because, I mean, especially when we're getting centipedes and stuff, we'd want to treat into the wall void under your kitchen and bathroom sinks.
Okay.
So we treat back in the wall where there's a space around the pipe. We have an injection system that'll shoot it in there.
Okay.
That way...
Will it smell?
No.
Okay.
No. You're safe. It won't smell. The dog is completely fine to be around when we do it, too. And so...
All right, so what's the cost? I gotta go.
So we're dropping this initial from... It's normally about $209 for the homes here. Down to just $109 while my trucks are here.
Okay.
And then to the lowest monthly. That's what we've been doing for your neighbors.
So what do you need from me?
So I would just need a time when is... I don't know if you can do it today. Because I have my truck doing your neighborhood right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they could even just do outside today if you want it.
Take?
It takes about 10 minutes inside.
I'm leaving at 5 o'clock. I'm leaving.
Yeah. It would... We'd be well done and out by then.
Okay. That's fine.
Hi.
In there.
She's so pretty.
Back up. You're hurting my foot. I'm getting a cramp. Back up. All right.
I'll get this set up for you here. So that we can do it real quick.
All right, question.
Ask away.
$39 a month or quarterly? I'm confused.
A month.
So $39 a month is $40 times...
Times 12. It's about $550 for the whole year.
For the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And that is for...
It's for inside and outside everything. 5 scheduled services.
Mm-hmm.
And then any time between there, you can call us out.
Okay, and what if... I don't want to do it anymore. I think I'm good with
You can
happens.
Cancel if you want.
Okay.
What it is you pay back the discount that we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's about $150.
So if they do it for 1 year, and then, and then I say after the year.
You don't want to, you can do that.
And it won't be payback
or
whatever.
Right, exactly.
Because I've done the year. Okay.
So it's just 1 year, and then after that, you're a lot of people stay on with us just for the maintenance.
Okay.
But then... Some people just do it for a year and then wait and see.
Because I really don't